This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. 4 years of planning, a $300 million price tag, but the New York Public Library's large-scale renovation is still not impressing a prominent architecture critic. In his review of the project today, Michael Kimmelman of the New York Times says a loud and clear quote, "I'm not buying it." Here with a response is the New York Public Library's president, Anthony Marks. Hello, President Marks. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Michael Kimmelman wrote today that this plan hardly seems the best that renowned architect Norman Foster can do. He says, the designs of all the elegance and distinction of a suburban mall. Ouch. What was your reaction?
Well, Michael's a great critic. I just disagree. Norman Foster is one of the world's great architects. We're still working on the details of the design, but we put preliminary visuals out because we're a publicly supported institution and we wanted people to have a sense of what we were going even before we had the final design done. But I think Michael's concern is not so much about the design, but about the conception of what we're trying to do. And I just want to be clear about that. We're the most used research library, possibly in the world, and the most used circulating library in America. And here at the main building, you know, such an unbelievable building with the lions out front, we want to double the public space so that at least twice as many people can come in and use this amazing library. And in order to do that, what we're doing is moving the books out of stacks that are really where books are rotting. They've been there for 100 years. There's almost no preservation values back there. Put the books much more safely under Bryant Park, so still connected to the building, and use the prime real estate of the building to have twice as many people coming in, creating the greatest, new, largest circulating branch library in the country with a view onto Bryant Park. That way we get people with views and a library that they need without ever closing that branch, which is currently falling apart across the street, and we preserve the books more safely. Oh, and by the way, we end up generating funds by this project. The price tag gets everyone's attention, but the price is, in effect, after we spend the $300 million or so dollars to get this done, we'll have, from operating savings and fundraising, about $15 million more a year to spend, which is like the return on a $300 million endowment. And we can use that to buy more books and hire more librarians, which, given the city's funding these days, we aren't able to do otherwise.
Michael Kimmelman is saying, instead of spending the $300 million on this project, spend any of this money on the library's neighborhood branches instead.
Well, I couldn't agree more with Michael. We are spending just this year about $270 million on capital improvements in the branches. And I should say, in 8 years of working on capital improvements in branches, we've never gone over budget. So we know how to do this. But not only are we investing in the branches physically, we're aiming to increase tenfold our provision of English language instruction, of computer skills training. We have 30,000 kids coming into our branches after school every day because it's safe, and we should be giving them the best after-school program we can. Just this year, we announced becoming, together with Brooklyn and Queens, the circulating library for the entire public school system of New York, so that 1.1 million kids have access to 17 million books. We want to do everything in the neighborhoods that we can, but we don't have the money to do everything. We have to make smart choices here at the center of the system.
Well, he's arguing that this is just not a smart choice. The price tag, $300 million, you told him it could rise to $350 million. We all know how construction projects go. This could go way over budget. How are you preparing for increased costs? How will you insulate the rest of the library system from what could likely be ballooning construction costs?
Again, we've had 8 years of major construction of hundreds of millions of dollars and haven't gone over budget. I said we might end up more like 340 because there are things that we've decided are important to add to this project, but we're being disciplined about that. The one big cost that we added was to keep most of the books on site by using Bryant Park, and we got a gift that covers that cost. So it's added to the budget, but we raised the money already to pay for it. The alternative, which Michael wants us to consider, which is leaving the books where they are and simply renovating the Mid-Manhattan Library, the largest used circulating library in the country across the street, has a whole number of problems. It probably means closing the Mid-Manhattan Library for a couple of years of renovation, which will strand 1.5 million users a year.
That's understood, but you know that New Yorkers love that historic, iconic building, and everyone's so nervous about it being screwed up.
You know, and so do we. Let me be clear. We're not going to touch any of the public spaces of this building. We're simply going to double what is public space. We're going to take staff who can move a block away. We're going to put the books under Bryant Park, so still connected.
Yeah.
And we have dozens of beautiful old rooms that we're going to open up to the public.
Anthony Marks, I need to leave it there. You're the president of the New York Public Library. I appreciate you talking with me about the designs for the renovations. Thanks so much. WNYC.
Bye-bye.